Welcome to Foundational You with Dr. Dean Hackett, the home of biblical teaching and cultural impact. We are so glad that you joined us for today's podcast. You can find out more about Dr. Dean, read his blog, and find more episodes at fdeanhackett.com. Now for today's episode.
We have been looking at another prophecy given in the book of Daniel, this time in chapter 9, a prophecy that declares that there are 70 weeks of 7 years on God's time clock that actually brings us up to the last days and the fulfillment of biblical prophecy and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In our study of that, we discovered that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ in 33 AD and the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD were actually fulfillment of Daniel's prophecy about the first 69 weeks of these 70 of sevens. He said that the first 69 weeks were divided into two increments. The first seven of sevens, or 49 years, would begin with the declaration by King Artaxerxes Longimanus to rebuild the city and the temple that had been destroyed by the Empire of Babylon. And we found out that that actually took place in 444 BC and was recorded for us in the book of Nehemiah and Ezra. But then he said the second increment of that first time frame would be 62 weeks or 434 years, and that time frame would end with the coming of the Messiah and the Prince, and that he would be crucified, and that the city of Jerusalem and the temple would be destroyed. And we discovered in our last podcast that that was fulfilled in March of 33 AD when Jesus Christ made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, was declared Messiah, was declared the Prince, and then 4 days later was crucified on Calvary. Of course, he rose from the dead and has ascended back to the Father and is sitting at the right hand of God right now as our Redeemer and our intercessor. But Jesus also declared that there was going to come that destruction of the city of Jerusalem. Just as Daniel prophesied that the 69 weeks would be fulfilled when the city and the temple would be destroyed, listen to how Jesus described it. It's recorded for us in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 20 to 24. And I'm going to read them for you out of the Modern English Version. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you know that its destruction has drawn near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are in the city depart. Let not those who are in the country enter it. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Written in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, Jesus is declaring, and this is after he's made this entrance into Jerusalem, he is now saying to everyone, I want you to understand, we are completing the 69 weeks that Almighty God talked about. It's coming. I've made the entrance. I've been declared Messiah the King, just as Daniel prophesied. Now understand, there's coming the complete fulfillment of the 69 of sevens. And that's going to happen in 32 years when in AD 70, Titus brings the Roman army in siege of Jerusalem. Listen as Jesus goes on to continue describing this. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who nurse in those days. there's going to be 1.5 million Jewish people inside the walls of Jerusalem that are going to die. Some will die because they're going to be killed by the Roman soldiers. Others are going to die by famine and starvation. There's actually going to be cannibalism taking place inside the walls. Starvation is going to be so great. Listen. Now, verse 34. They will fall by the edge of the sword and will be led away captive to all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So Jesus makes a further addition to the prophecy of Daniel, a clarity that Daniel wasn't shown, but Jesus brings greater clarity. He said, not only is Jerusalem going to be destroyed and the temple is going to be destroyed, but the Jewish people are going to be scattered to all nations. The nation of Israel will be destroyed and will eventually cease to exist as a nation. And that happened under Hadrian 100 years later. But watch this. He also says this. He said, and Jerusalem's going to be trampled under the foot of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's a direct reference to the 70th week, the week that we've all been wondering about. What about that 70th week? Okay, 69 weeks have been fulfilled, but what about that 70th week? What's going to happen there? Well, Jesus has said that you got to understand, the city of Jerusalem is going to be under the control of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled. That's the church age. That's the church age. From AD 70 until right now, the emphasis has been on the church taking the gospel to all the Gentile nations. Yes, there have been many Jews that have come to salvation. Yes, there are many Messianic Jews right now. In fact, the number of Messianic Jews is greatly increasing right now. But the primary emphasis has been taking the gospel to the nations. Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we've been fulfilling that. But Luke 21, verse 28, emphasizes that there's going to come a time when the times of the Gentiles is going to be fulfilled. And then listen to what he says in verse 28. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and glory. And when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. Jesus is saying that we're going to see this wonderful time frame at when the 70th week comes, when the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled, you're going to see the Son of Man appear in the clouds, and the church is going to be raptured, and we're going to enter into that 70th week. But for this prophecy to be fulfilled, there are six things that must take place. First of all, the nation of Israel had to be reborn. Israel didn't exist for 1900 years. When Hadrian came in 135 AD and completely crushed the city of Jerusalem and changed its name, changed the name of the land from Israel to Palestina, when that took place, Daniel 9 was fulfilled, but also we got to understand Isaiah 66 verses 8 and 9 had to be fulfilled. And that was, God said, can a nation be born in a day? Yes, indeed, it was. Israel had ceased to exist for 1900 years, but on May 14th, 1948, a nation was born in a single day. The Jewish People's Council was gathered in Tel Aviv at the museum, and David Ben-Gurion read a prepared declaration. This is what he said. The land of Israel, Palestine, was the birthplace of the Jewish people. Here their spiritual, religious, and political identity was shaped. Here they were attained to statehood, created culture, values, of national and universal significance and gave to the world the eternal book of books. After being forcibly exiled from their land, the people kept faith with it throughout their dispersion and never ceased to pray and hope for their return to it and for the restoration in it of their political freedom. This right is the natural right of the Jewish people to be masters of their own fate, like all other nations, in their own sovereign state. Accordingly, we members of the People's Council, representatives of the Jewish community of Eretz Israel, of the land of Israel, and the Zionist movement are here assembled on the day of the termination of the British mandate over Eretz Israel, and by virtue of our national and historical right, and on the strength of the resolution of the United Nations General Assembly, hereby declare the establishment of a Jewish state in Eretz Israel to be known as the State of Israel. Such a thing had never happened in the history of mankind and has never happened again since then. Ezra, Nehemiah recorded the repopulation and the rebuilding of Jerusalem. However, Israel had not existed as a nation. The Jewish people must have control of Jerusalem. That's the second thing that must happen. Israel needs to be reborn as a nation. That took place. The Jewish people must have control of Jerusalem. That's the second thing. This was a significant prophecy of Jesus. Jerusalem will be trampled under the foot of the Gentile till the times of the Gentile be fulfilled, signifying the time was very near. June 7th, 1967, Moshe Dayan, the defense minister of Israel, declared, quote, "This morning, the Israel Defense Force liberated Jerusalem. We have united Jerusalem, the divided capital of Israel. We have returned to the holiest of the holy places, never to part from it again." He went on, continued that statement. I'm not going to take the time to read you the entire statement, but since June 7th, 1967, Israel has their capital city back. I'm so thankful that President Trump moved the embassy of the United States from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. And that's where our embassy should have been all along. Thank God it's there now. The third thing that has to happen is the Jewish people must have control of the Temple Mount, and the temple must be rebuilt because worship is going to be restored. That prince that is to come is going to give them permission to restore the temple, to rebuild the temple and restore worship there. And then he's going to stop it after 3.5 years. The fourth thing that must happen, there must be a prince of the people. There must be a world system established that will give rise to a world leader that will make this covenant with Israel. And then number five, we must be a war of sufficient stature for the prince to step in and make that peace covenant. And then number six, the peace must be broken after 3.5 years. We're going to take a look at these last four items that must happen for the 70th week to be fulfilled and see how close we are to the coming, of that 70th week. Where are we on God's amazing time clock? I'm so glad you've joined me in this podcast. I'm so thankful that we're studying this together because we are living in the most momentous times in the history of mankind since the birth, death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you for studying with me. I look forward to you joining me next time.
Thank you for joining us today. This Christ-centered biblical training is a ministry of Spirit Life Ministries. We hope that you are blessed by this podcast and share it with your friends and colleagues. For more information or questions for Dr. Dean, please contact us at the website fdeanhackett.com.